honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
For years, my mother suffered with candida overgrowth, so I happen to know a lot more than the average Joe. Andrea, are you familiar with candida and candida issues?
I am definitely very familiar with them.
Well, I'm really glad we have Caroline Farquhar here. She is a registered holistic nutritionist and director of education for Renew Life Canada. She believes that knowledge is the key to better health, and so do we. Hi, Caroline.
Hey.
It's great to have you on the show. Why don't you jump in and tell us, what is candida overgrowth?
Candida is actually an overgrowth of yeast in the body. So yeast is normally present in our intestinal tract, and it's supposed to be there in smaller amounts. But what happens is when it gets overgrown, then it starts causing health issues. So the ideal ratio of yeast in the body is 1 yeast to 1 million good bacteria, which are the acidophilus and the bifidus that we hear about, the probiotics. So that's a massive ratio, and it's pretty easy to get it out of balance.
So, you know, it's interesting, Caroline, because I know that you are the digestive queen. Can you tell us a little bit about how candida growth, like, how does it happen? Does it happen over time? Does it happen quickly? Are there symptoms that people could feel when they have it? And what can it actually lead to in the body?
Well, basically, it does happen over time. It's not something that just, all of a sudden, you know, you wake up within 24 hours and you have it. It starts over time. So when you take antibiotics, it kills off your good bacteria, so that starts to affect that ratio. When we eat foods that feed it, so candida feeds on sugars and undigested disaccharides, so those things feed it. So there's things that we do in our lifestyle. Stress is a major, major factor, too. So all of these things together start bombarding us, and then the candida starts to thrive. And it loves that acidic, sugary, stressful sort of environment with not as much good bacteria, and then it starts to take over. So things that we might notice are bloating and gas all the time, especially late at night away from food, joint and muscle pain. Women, they get yeast infections, and they're usually recurring every month. For men, they get jock itch, so men get this too. But the fatigue is overwhelming. People with candida just know they are exhausted all the time. Sugar cravings, out of control, brain fog, so you're always kind of, you can never remember things, sticky notes everywhere. So these are signs that you might have candida, and there are quizzes that you can find that will tell you whether you might have candida or not. You can just look for candida quiz on the internet, and you can find out maybe if you have a candida-related issue.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the sticky notes and you mentioned the antibiotics. My mother talked about having taken a lot of antibiotics in her life. And she also, her mirror, you couldn't even see yourself. She had to use a different bathroom to, you know, brush her hair, because it was covered with sticky notes. And I just always figured she had a bad memory. So that's really interesting.
The reason I know that is because I used to be in your mother's shoes. I know exactly what she feels like.
Wow. Well, how did you get better? And how can listeners get better?
Well, it takes work, you know, and that's something that I think people need to realize is that candida is a pretty resilient organism. So you need to kind of have a three-prong approach. So you need to starve the candida. So you're not feeding them. So you got to get away from the sugars. And in all forms, including fruits and fruit juices, you need to provide a whole food diet that's got lots of veggies and lean protein. So those things are good, but stay away from the starchy carbohydrates. So don't feed them. And then you want to be killing them off, too. So diet alone is just, it's not enough, and it would take a very, very, very long time to do it just through diet. So there are cleanse kits that you can get at the local health food store that include antibacterial and antimicrobial and antifungal herbs that will kill off candida so that you'll get rid of it faster. And then there's enzyme products that you can take that break down the shell wall of candida and break down the food that's feeding them so that the kit is that much more effective. So that's another approach that you can take. And then just look at your lifestyle. Look at the things that are maybe causing stress, or maybe you've been on a lot of antibiotics and you need to balance out your good bacteria with probiotics. That's key. Put those good bacteria back in your body again.
So, Caroline, you mentioned that there are tests that people can get done, obviously questionnaires, but you know, if we were speaking to a medical doctor, they'd say, well, that's not really sure. You know, that's not really going to diagnose you. Are there any medical tests that people can go, blood tests, anything other than, you know, a quiz online that people can tell? I mean, other than, of course, listening to our bodies, because that is really the most important thing. But is there, exactly, are there any medical tests?
Not that I'm aware of that MDs do, but I know naturopaths can test for it. And I know you could do live blood cell analysis that will show up in the blood.
Oh, will
well.
It? Okay, that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah, live blood cell analysis, for the most part, it can see things like parasites and candida and a whole bunch of other things that are going on in your blood. So those are things that you can do. Doctors, unfortunately, unless it's a thrush in kids or a yeast infection in women, they don't really pay too much attention beyond that. They don't realize that it can be a much bigger problem. And it's, you know, throughout our population.
Now,
why do you think that is?
It's a frustrating fact. I think that doctors just might not be looking to that as an underlying factor to other issues. And I know it's, my dad just passed from cancer. And I know he was full of candida because I could see the thrush in his mouth. But they weren't balancing out his good bacteria. They weren't really allowing him to take his good bacteria. And so it's something that I had brought up, and they just kind of, you know, no, that's not part of it. It can't really be involved with it. When in fact there's actually a book out there, Cancer is a Fungus, and Dr. Simoncini wrote it. And so I just don't think that it's an area that they're looking into with a lot of seriousness. I know that within the naturopathic realm and through the naturally healthy sort of field that you know I happen to be in, and you guys as well, we hear about it all the time. Like, to us, candida is like, yeah, okay, yeah, we know what it is. But doctors, I don't think they really, there's so much they need to know that I don't think this is one of the things that's on their radar right now. It might come. I hope it is. And that they start to realize that it could be underlying so many other problems.
Now, can we take, you mentioned those test kits before, can we, people take those test kits on a regular basis, or is it really specific, sorry, not test kits, prevention kits. Is it something that people could take all the time? Is it something specifically when they have a candida infection? And are there ways that people can protect themselves on a regular basis?
It's something that people can do. I always suggest if someone's prone to candida, doing it a couple of times a year. But once you get rid of candida, as long as you have balance in your life and your lifestyle, it shouldn't come back. You know, so that would mean, you know, controlling your stress, making sure you've got a good diet, making sure you take probiotics every single day. So candida would be under control. You've got that good balance. Great. But if you find that you have the recurring candida infection, you may need to take it long-term, so maybe 3-4 months, until you get back on track again.
Well, thank you, Caroline. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but I know you are going to be on a lot because I love your information and we love having you on the show. So thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to follow Caroline on Twitter, you can follow her at Renew Caroline. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.